Doug Wright. Doug Wright.
Interrupting everything to cover breaking news.
You'll hear it first on KSL News Radio.
I so appreciate you being part of the program today, and I hope you'll chime in on this issue. It's something that the mayor of the capital city here in the state of Utah, Ralph Becker of Salt Lake, has been very concerned about over the years, and that's the proliferation of billboards. Not only billboards in general, but illuminated billboards, and then those that are electronic billboards. And there have been certain neighbors that have been very concerned about this along the freeway corridor. And apparently now, based on an article we caught in the Salt Lake Tribune, there has been a rule that maybe really wasn't a rule. It could vanish. We thought this was in place that required billboard companies seeking to build a new board to obtain permission first from the residents living within 100 feet of the proposed sign. But UDOT has said, as it worked on the overhaul of the billboard regulations, it found the rule and discovered that the legislature never gave authority for it. Rod McDaniels of UDOT, he said, "We were not successful in finding anything in state statute that enables us to have that provision. Administrative rule cannot be more restrictive than state statute," he went on to say. "We have a rule that has direct conflicts with state law and federal regulations." So it is being proposed now to drop the old requirement for neighborhood permission. But some are saying, well, should the legislature put this in place? For example, a council member from Torrey, Utah, asked how residents could create a requirement to obtain permission for residents to have some say who live near these signs. I saw my friend Ken Bullock's name quoted in the articles as well, and he is the head of the Utah League of Cities and Towns, its executive director. I like this. This comes from the website. Ken's primary duty is quite simple: convince 245 diverse communities to sort of agree long enough to get something actually done. Ken, I think that's a great job description for you. And I laughed out loud when I read that. First of all, welcome to the program, and I appreciate you joining us today.
Well, it's always a pleasure to be with you, Doug.
Let's talk a little bit about this. You know, you do represent such a diverse, you know, gaggle of different municipalities and governmental entities throughout our state. And what is the thinking? Are you getting any vibe or any kickback now on this billboard issue from your members?
Oh, billboards has probably been one of the most long-standing issues that as an organization we've had to deal with. This particular issue I don't think has really caught everyone's attention at this point. It was a relatively new finding by the gentleman that you mentioned at UDOT. So it will cause a lot of consternation. There's a sense that there's a legitimate purpose for billboards. It's just where are they located and how many of them are there. There's a proliferation of them in certain parts of our state that we're particularly neighbors, and when they're placed in neighborhoods feel like they're intrusive and obstructive to the community feel that they want. And it's an ongoing issue that we have with predominantly the largest owner of billboards in the state is Reagan Outdoor Advertising. And so it's an issue of contention.
It's interesting to me, and Ken, maybe you can clarify this a little bit, how much clout do the local municipalities, cities, entities, neighborhood councils, and so on, how much clout do they have here?
They have as much as they want. And what I mean by that is, legislators are very responsive to their local officials, and particularly to residents and citizens and that are their constituents, because they know that they go home and they live with those folks. So if they feel very strongly about an issue, they have a significant influence in directing how legislation is drafted. That's not to say that the outdoor industry doesn't have, as I said earlier, a place, and they do have a significant amount of influence. There's a lot of contributions, political contributions. They have signage and visibility through their billboard placements to be able to promote candidates. So it's an interesting back and forth with the local influence versus the business private sector perspective.
It's interesting too with YESCO, as you mentioned, Dewey Reagan and Bill Reagan and so on, they do have a huge, huge presence. But as far as somebody who actually creates some of the most innovative signage anywhere in the world and provides these huge electronic boards around the world, Las Vegas included, would be the Yesco company. So we're talking about some fairly significant economic driving impact. And Ken, when we come back, let's talk just a little bit about that. But our Mary Ellen Geist is joining us right now, and we do have some breaking news. Mary Ellen, what's up?
We have just learned that searchers have found those three missing Midwestern sisters. We've been talking about this story all morning long. They've been missing for days in the Northwest Wyoming wilderness area. For once, we get to break in with really good news. The three are cold, they're hungry, but otherwise they're healthy. Apparently, they were gone for almost 2 weeks in the Bridger-Teton National Forest. Their car was found. They were not found. And they said, we just think they're lost, and that's what it turned out to be. So very good news. They're cold and hungry. They're going to be okay. Those three missing sisters in Wyoming have now been found. Back to you, Doug.
Oh, thank you, Mary Ellen. And you're right. It is nice to have some really good breaking news. Ken, before we do hit the top of the hour, with the economic driver, the employment factor, stimulating the economy, that especially the average, and Yesco, when they're actually creating not only, you know, selling billboard signs, but they're actually there's an industry surrounding that. Mm-hmm. How significant is that in this conversation?
I don't think it should be significant. They're a business just like any other business. The issue is, where are they placed, and if they are intrusive in terms of the, you know, the brightness of lights and those types of things, how can we minimize that for neighbors? Because they're legally permitted to be there. But how can we make it in a way that it's not intrusive for neighbors? The Yesco company is a wonderful company, very innovative. I've known them. I went to high school with a couple of the founder's son. It's a very wonderful company with integrity in how they deal with us. So we think there's a place for them. It's just how bright are they and how frequent are they placed in our communities.
Is the real power with the municipalities and neighborhoods going to be where they do have legislative power to maybe not regulate whether a board can be in a particular place, but how high it can be, how bright it can be, what the illumination might be? Is that where their power really lies?
Yep, absolutely. And, you know, one of the other issues that is difficult for municipalities to try and get the legislature and the billboard industry to look at is for a community to purchase a billboard. If they want to be able to say, you know, it's there because, you know, it's a legitimate use, the billboard companies, you know, got its permits, et cetera, and the community say, we don't want that anymore, so how do we buy that? And being able to go around those types of issues is significant for us as it is for, you know, the brightness of the billboards and the location. So it's a very tangled web type of issue because of what influence the billboard industry has had at the legislature because of its political contributions, and yet how intrusive can they be in our communities. There's clearly an area designated for them. You come off the 4 South off-ramp, and you see a plethora of them. You know, some residents or the city council members don't like that as an entrance into the community. So how do we adjust that, if we can adjust that? So the location of where they're at and the number of billboards and the illumination of them are really the issues that we face with the legislature.
Well, it sounds like your members are going to have some interesting conversations regarding this. And, Ken, I really appreciate your insights.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure, Doug, and I enjoy listening to you, and get down to your old haunt on your motorcycle soon.
I'm going to be hanging out at Eureka this very weekend. Thanks so much. Ken Bullock with us from the Utah League of Cities and Towns.